Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center, here for our special October meeting, a meeting of celebration. Truly, all that we are, aspects and all.
You know, we haven't done a Halloween costume thing in a couple of years, I think, so we said, let's do it again this year. And we have a lot of people in the audience who are dressed up for the day. If we could turn up the lights and have an audience shot, then everybody with a costume on, stand up. And if you're not sure if you have one on or not, you can also stand. So we have a lot of people dressed up today.
A lot.
We're having a competition. We'll either do it at the end of this segment or right before the channel. And there's a $100 grand prize. We have some secret judges that are observing right now as you're all standing there. I'm not one of them. I can be bribed, but I'm not one of them. So thank you. We'll come back to the costumes in just a bit.
One last thing. This is the first time the whole staff. What?
Mic's not on.
My mic's on.
Oh, is it?
My mic is on.
Okay.
It's the first time the whole staff along the back in the booth and Bonnie, everybody is in costume. That's never happened before.
Wow, the entire staff.
Never
happened before.
Woo! Never. Never. Yay!
And speaking of costumes, Linda, what did you get dressed up as today?
What the hell do you think it is?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Let's see.
You called me a street fire earlier today.
I did. You kind of blend into the background here.
Somebody else noted that.
Look at that. She just blends in. Where is Linda? Where is Linda? So you're all gray. I don't get what's the costume.
Well, you know, you can. How do you want
By the way,
see?
You did a really nice job,
it
and I understand
real
that even your underwear are gray.
That's right.
And your undergarments are all gray.
Well, since you brought it up,
yes.
You know, I can cop an attitude sometimes.
And, really?
You know, yeah, and I have kind of a style aspect, and it's very pissed off right now.
Ooh, style aspect.
Yeah, my style aspect.
Your fashionista.
Yeah. I'm so sick of gray being the safe, hot color these days. The rugs are gray, the cushions are gray, the studio's gray, everything is gray. It's so dreary. I ordered black underwear and they sent me gray. Like, what the hell is that?
Well, I noticed that like when we've been shopping for things. You go out and you want a brown towel or a orange towel or something. They don't have them. They have gray towels.
I mean, it's gray.
You go to the hardware store, and even in the tile section, you're looking for a nice cream color tile, but no, it's just gray. So, wow.
So it's a pissed off aspect. It's a gray aspect, and it's a gray, sick of gray aspect.
It's a gray aspect. Well, you did a really nice job being
It doesn't take much.
Yeah.
It's probably the least amount of clothing I've ever bought in years because I'm so sick of all the gray
shit. Well, see, just wear gray every day. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. And, well, now you're kind of surprising. You don't tend to dress up so much.
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun, Yeah, this is a different aspect coming out.
Yeah. And is this a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends if you are human or android. That was just a little hint.
What is this thing? Because that's a little scary.
That's a little scary. I'll explain it in a moment.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, this is my aspect costume is Captain Cauldra, Robot Slayer. Steampunk Robot Slayer. So what I do is, this is my weapon here. And what I do is I send them back before the time of machines so they don't exist in the now. That's how I do it, yeah. So, yeah, a few applauses.
I'm impressed. You look tough as hell. I wouldn't mess with you.
Yeah. Well, see, you don't have to worry because I cannot send humans. Whoops, this is bent. I cannot send humans back in time. Only robots. Any robots here today?
Gone.
She took off.
Gone.
This is okay for now. You're welcome to sit quietly. But if I hear any beeping or chirping from you, that's it. You're out of here. Back in time. Anyway, thank you everybody for getting dressed up, for those who did. We have a lot to go over today, so let's get started.
Okay, bud. Here we go.
Go.
Oh, out-of-staters. Do you want that first?
Oh, sure, yeah. That's what we normally do.
We have quite a few guests. Okay, from Colombia, we have Elena and Ivan. Where are you? Hello.
In the back.
Welcome.
Hello. Hola.
Welcome.
Hola.
To the Crimson Circle Connection Center, coming all the way from Colombia like that. Wow. Oh, and more. We have Erlen from Norway. Oh, my gosh, Erlen.
Erlen, good to see you.
Adamus is going to eat you alive. I'll try to keep the mic away. Okay. Young Erlen.
Yes, yes.
It's always nice to see young Schomburg.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. Because that's young people change the world if the old farts love.
Yeah, we just saw you recently in Europe.
Yeah.
It's good to see you here.
Yeah. And you played nice with Adamus. And then Christine from Montana. Where are you, Christine? Good to see you. Okay. And then what happened to Edith?
No, that's not Edith's chair. That's, I don't know. That's just a spook that decided to show up. You know, Adamus says a spook's come around all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
And then we have Ruth from New York. Hello.
Hello, Ruth. Good to see you.
Originally from Switzerland.
Wow. Good to see you.
Kimberly from Oklahoma.
Hello, Kimberly.
Welcome, Kimberly.
Good to see you.
And then we have the dear Feldmans from El Paso, Texas.
Gary and Cheryl Feldman.
Gary and Cheryl.
Thank you for being here.
And Jorge from Utah.
Jorge, Utah. Good to see you.
Okay. Anybody, any chickens not on this list?
Michelle is back there.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle's staff.
Michelle's staff.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I think we got it.
Okay, great. Let's take a deep breath and take a look at it was 2 months ago since we last got together. That seems like a long time ago. We're going to take a look at the recap for the new series, Passion 2020, and see what we talked about 2 months, because I totally forgot. So let's take a look. So dear Chambra, here we are. We're coming now into our new series, which I've titled Passion 2020. Can we get that graphic up on the screen? Passion 2020.
And cooler.
Your passion is to be here as Merlins. To be here on this planet to show people, you know, all this noise and these games and everything else you're playing are just that. There is something far above it, and that is being the Merlin. The Merlin is the one who allows energy to serve them. That's it. And that's why we're here, and that's why we can proclaim that this next series is Passion 2020. The passion is personal to each and every one of you, but it won't be anything like your old passions. It won't be a hobby. You're going to truly be the standards for this planet. It is a huge responsibility, but it is also your passion. It's why you came back. It's why you've endured everything you've endured up to now. It's why, you could say there wasn't instant realization. It's why there's been times you felt so damn lonely and so ineffective because it was just waiting until now. You'll have a rekindling of passion within you. This is what I'm here for. I get it. And remember, it's not a cause. I came here to be all that I am, to be the Merlin, to bring the magic back to the planet, period. That's it. And that is such a passion, a real reason for being here, a real reason for letting your light shine. First question of the day. We've been discussing this amongst some of the Ascended Masters. It was brought up originally by a small group of Chambra somewhere in Northern Europe. There's about three or four of them that got together and said, we really need to start writing a book of standards and values about what we're learning and what we're doing. And they came to us kind of psychically and said, so what do you think about that? And we discussed it. And I said, I'm going to take it to Chambra. So a question I have for all of you today is, do we start writing what it would call the standards and values?
This is my first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can speak to it from the point of view of somebody coming into it, just coming into it.
And yes.
On one hand, it is a little overwhelming. I don't know where to start.
Yeah. Where did you start?
YouTube. So maybe if you could find something in the middle where there's like little pointers, maybe don't even go so strong as like a guideline or you must whatever.
Yeah.
But just say, oh, maybe you want to start here.
I think it would be all right for them to write down their experiences. It's got to be their experience for them and not a prescription for anybody else.
And I think as people go through their reading of these shouts and everything, they make their own connections. And I think it kind of, you know, helps them to decide what their own values are. I don't see a real need for values and standards.
I wouldn't do standards and what was the other one?
Values.
We need to tell our stories. That's the books we need to write, because that's what people can relate to, and that's what will ignite something in them, not just the dreary stuff that we went through.
Yep.
I would like to have, I'll just say it, what the hell is a Crimson Circle? Not converting, but, well, it's consciousness, but it's not a cult, but it's about realization, and the people go...
Huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it would be defined, and I wouldn't want it defined.
Okay.
If I would suggest anything, it would be questions and answers.
Right.
Or a roadmap of what the different parts of Crimson Circle Material Library has.
Okay. So I asked the question, and it's a very legitimate question. And there's no one answer to it, but I'd say a couple of things from my perspective. It's not quite yet. Not quite yet. You know the stuff, you know the lines, but you haven't really quite fully embodied them yet. So I'd say not quite yet, but at some point, people are, this is going to really open up in a lot of different ways. You know, somebody's going to figure it out that there are these people who are just like these walking magi on the planet. And they're going to start tracking it and tracing it. And they're going to find their way right to Crimson Circle. They're going to want to know what's going on here. What are your foundations? And if they were to ask you today, you would stumble and fumble and you'd tell them what you're not, but you wouldn't be able to tell them what you are. I bring this up today, and we'll come back to it in a couple of years, but I wanted to start, you start feeling into it. What are the things that you have realized? Next, I'm going to introduce a new thing we do in some of our shouds together, a new little segment. I'm going to call it Practical Magic for the Modern Merlin. Yes. It's time to really allow energy to work for you. And in order to do so, I feel it's important for you, the human, to have a trigger. You think about it sometimes. You've heard me say the words, energy serving you. You think about it, but now I want you to start doing it. Coming up with, first, a trigger. Something that is unique to you, meaningful to you, you have to do consciously. You have to really stop for a moment and do the thing. An energy trigger is when you say, energy, I command you to serve me. That's what it's all about. Energy is always here, and it's always serving you. That is true. It's not like it hasn't been here, but what happens is typically, in a tight situation, the human's energy center, their energy sphincter, tightens up. You're in a tough situation. And what happens? You squeeze in. You restrict the flow of energy at a time when you should be open to energy. It's like a faucet. Suddenly, you turn the faucet nearly off. You restrict the flow of energy at the very time you should be opening it up. That's the way of the Merlin. This is very, very important also to understand there is no agenda in it. When you do the trigger, it's not about saying, here's what I want for the outcome. The outcome of whatever happens is going to be perfect, and it always is. That is Magic 101. Never, ever, 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 ever use it on another person. It's you and your energy. Never have an agenda or what you think should be the outcome. We'll only do that at graduate level. Right now, it's this simple. You open rather than close. You allow rather than restrict. The moment you desire an outcome, the moment that you're setting an agenda, you are limiting energy by its very nature. And then you're going to go mental. When you simply allow it to be and allow whatever comes with your energy, it's not God's energy, it's not the planet's energy, it's not anybody's energy. The moment you allow your energy to be, you're going to discover what true magic really is. You're going to discover then how you can be in the midst of the chaos of the world and it simply doesn't affect you.
That Adamus.
Yeah, Passion 2020. Mm. Do you have a trigger word that you use, you know, for like making sure you keep the energy open? Typical gray aspect. I mean, huh? Huh?
No, my mouth was closed.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that was last month, and right now we're going to take a look at, well, actually, a series of events that we did in September in Europe. We started out in Norway with the Master Code Workshop. Had about 90 people there, I think.
It was fabulous.
It really was. And we keep saying that every time we do a workshop, but no, Adamus is pushing really hard right now.
I'm going to make it clear because we get accused that, you say they're all good. Okay.
They're all good.
They're all good. But what I can say that is clear, and I know you can sense this, each one of these events, the Chambre came so expanded and clear and open that Adamus can feel that. And he went beyond because that was the energy of the audiences there.
Yeah.
I was drunk on the energy. It was just, it was so cool.
And honey, I think that was wine, but that's okay. Well,
you had to ruin that, didn't you? Thanks. Anyways, it was spectacular. And I'm not saying that the events won't continue, but these were truly stellar.
We started out in Bergen, Norway, 90 Chambre from, I think it was 18 different countries.
On the North Sea.
Master's Code, we had Gerhardt and Anat with the music. It was North Sea weather. I mean, we went from beautiful, but 90 degrees here in Colorado, and it was windy and cold, and it was suddenly like November weather would be here, but it is so beautiful there, and the people are amazing, the food is great. After that workshop, we went down to Rust, Austria, which is about an hour south of Vienna. Beautiful place, so quiet.
There's something called Welsh Riesling there.
Linda discovered Welsh Riesling. It's surrounded, for as far as you can see, with the vineyards.
It's beautiful.
And it's beautiful. We had a good hotel. We started with the Threshold Reunion, and I always think this is just going to be kind of a party, you know, get together, people have gone through Threshold, and we'll talk about dragons and stuff like that.
Nope.
But Adamus was
way beyond.
Smash Mouth. I mean,
he
went way beyond. It took a long time to come down from that. And then the last event we did there, fortunately, was the channeling workshop, because then I didn't have to channel anymore. Everybody else did. But that was fun. We had 48 people. A beautiful setting.
We've done the channeling workshop over a long period of time. And again, it was the same thing, that when people show up and they have that much, they're that open, they're that expanded, they're conscious, their connections and things that they were feeling and sharing were, once again, beyond, because they've gone beyond. And
I'd have to say it was probably
humbling.
The best trip we've ever done in terms of everything.
Everything.
The weather and the people and the content, you know, the channels and everything. I mean, it was like, I really, really enjoyed
it. We're still high.
So anyway, we're going to take a little look at the recap that Gene put together of the three different events. We'll start with Norway and then the two Rust events. This is Bergen, Norway. Beautiful place. I love just being surrounded by the nature and the beauty. It's our meeting room. Shots of the attendees, all the smiles. Nice big stage, so we weren't cramped in.
Great hosts, Marianne and Inga.
Yeah, did an amazing job. Great job. Yeah. The hotel was about an hour outside of Bergen. Nothing around, really. The nearest restaurant is probably 30 minutes away. Other than the hotel, of course, just stunning.
I was told Schaumburg got every nickel's worth of those buffets at that hotel.
Yeah.
Now you can see that Schaumburg gets very comfortable.
From there on to Roost Austria for the reunion. It's a shot of the hotel and the little harbor right near it.
It's all surrounded by water, and there's boats, sailboats everywhere. It's very quiet and gentle. And then the vineyards are all around it. So it's an agricultural area, not really a city. It's just in a village. So it's really sweet and charming.
Yeah, a little village of Roost is, I don't know, 1,500 people.
At the
really month, nice.
It's even that.
Yeah. When you tip the maid, they do that.
There were several people that were determined and went to all three events.
Yeah, that's determination.
Yep, and there were several. That was David McMaster.
Yeah. What I like about the events, not just the channels during the day, but just the getting together at night and being with Schaumburg and celebrating and a lot of laughing and smiling. From there was on to the channeling workshop at the same hotel, and here's the paths through the vineyards, is go biking or walking.
Storks.
Roost, as in the storks roosting. A lot of great little restaurants around there.
Yeah.
Somebody once said, well, all these shots of Schaumburg drinking and eating. It's like, hello.
What's the point?
Hello. We broke into small groups of four during the actual channels, and everybody channeled within their group. And, you know, it was really interesting. Nobody got stuck. You know, it's usually the problem, you know, the first time you do it, like start channeling, and it's easy to get stuck. You just got to get those first words out, but everybody did a great job. We had more people on the waiting list for this event than we did that actually attended the event.
That's right. It's a really popular event.
There's the group. Graduate channelers.
Oh, boy.
So that was a look at our September. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. But kind of missed doing the shout. But here we are back, and let's take a look at some of the upcoming events that we have. We'll go through these pretty quickly because I think most of them are sold out.
There's very little that's not sold out. That's sort of a high-class problem, so I can't apologize.
And pretty soon, we're going to be on our way back to Kona. This is a shot taken of the new Schaumburg Pavilion last week. They're really coming along nice with it. This week, we're going to be planting all the shrubs and flowers and everything.
Very exciting.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. And I really want to extend a very special thanks to Horace and Michelle Dinu for managing and supervising everything there on the island, of course. And it takes a lot of work. You know, all these stone walls are new and the pavilion.
They didn't build them, Jeff. They helped coordinate it.
But you had to have somebody there supervising. So very special thanks to them for doing that.
It's really been helpful.
Oh, it's been a lifesaver.
And they've been sending beautiful pictures of Belle.
Yeah. And we've literally been on the other side of the world. So
literally.
We're going to be doing a blessing ceremony there. Well, I think it's coming up in the slide, but we have the Energy Work Workshop coming up November 9th through the 13th. That's sold out. And then after that is the Threshold in Japanese. We have six spaces left in case you're Japanese speaking, or if you're not, we speak in English.
The event's in English, but I'm real excited because at the pavilion, we made sure that we have portable translation equipment, so we can literally focus an event on any language we want. Jeff and I will continue to speak English only.
Yeah. Then in December, we're back here at the studio. We're going to be doing Sexual Energy School online, December 6th and 8th. We host it live from here, and then you watch it from home. But Linda and I are here along with the production staff all weekend to really personalize the whole experience. We do this twice a year, once in the summer, once right before Christmas. So if you haven't taken SES yet, here's a perfect opportunity to do it, coming up very soon, actually. And it's also going to be translated live, on the fly, in Spanish, with Billy in the back. Hi, Billy. Okay. Then just a note that our annual Christmas party and dinner is going to be on December 14th.
Isn't that socially incorrect to call it Christmas? I thought
No, we're calling it Christmas because then it's all C's. Crimson Circle Christmas Celebration. Yeah, yeah. And anyway, that's on December 14th. We're a week later than our normal. Usually, you know, it's the first Saturday. We're doing it on the second, just so give everybody time and be in a little bit more
because
of a holiday mood. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's the shoud that day, followed by the dinner. I think it's open for registration on the website, so if you're interested in joining.
Open.
Yeah, we always bring in a nice dinner catered in. So that's coming up then. Geez, I can't believe we're going to be in 2020.
I thought we were all year already. I am so screwed
up. Oh, really?
Yes, I thought
that.
I just love the idea of 2020, perfect vision. You know, so I've been in 2020 now since the beginning of 2019.
Way back when in like 1985, I couldn't imagine what it was like, going to be like in 2020. I mean,
is that good or bad?
It just seemed weird, like real sci-fi, you know, 2020. I don't know what it is about it, but anyway, we got our schedule pretty well planned out for the year already. In January here at the studio, we're going to be doing ProNost 2020. ProNost has gotten to be kind of interesting. Adamus really pushes the envelope, and it's the one time a year where he does kind of more of a planetary forecast, and it's been really fascinating to watch it develop.
Well, and I like the way he presents it as potentials, and then basically putting it back on us, reminding us that consciousness has the most impact on any of these potentials. And I really love that he's clear with that.
We're going to be doing it online. Or live. So if you want to be here live in the studio, we'll be doing that. So it's ProNost. And that, I'm excited about it, but it always makes me a little nervous, too, because he always kind of pushes the limit.
When are you not nervous about channeling?
I'm not. When you're channeling Adamus, you better be. I mean, you damn well better be. So then later in January, the 24th through the 26th, we're going to be doing Aspectology online, yeah.
You gray should get, aspect.
Maybe you could get dressed up as your, like, clear aspect, you know, for that event.
You're hoping I'll disappear, right?
I didn't say that. But I was thinking it. Yeah.
Don't go there.
So anyway, we do this once a year online. So if you're interested in aspectology, we host it live here from the studio. And even your hands are gray.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I wore a little gray in my hair.
Mine is painted.
Painted, yeah, I know. Okay. Then winter 2020 in Kona. We're going to be there for a little bit.
Oh, poor us.
We have a series of workshops starting with Energy Works in February, then going to the Amyo Retreat with Korean Translation.
But those are sold out.
Both of those are sold out, so I'll just move on. After that, it's the Threshold. Ooh, that sold out too. I didn't realize that.
Oh, wait.
And the Master's Code sold out. Okay, moving on.
Right.
Okay, Energy Works in Spanish. I know we've got about 6 places left on that. So if you're interested in Energy Works in Spanish, of course, Linda and I do speak English, but it's translated live. What do you call that? Consecutive. Well, if you need the headsets, you get them.
Simultaneous, Jeff.
Simultaneous, yeah. Thank you. Okay.
We have portable equipment.
Yeah.
So it's really nice because it's wireless. And you, even if we're down at the pavilion, you can sit in that beautiful energy. And we even have it so some people want to hear things, and some people just want one because they want to hear Jeff's voice and the translation. So we got you covered.
Cool.
We do okay. our best.
We are working on a schedule for the summer. Of course, we always have our summer barbecue. We're looking at some other events. We'll be announcing those here at our next meeting. Coming up. Then, I know it seems like a long way away, but and we're doing our planning, and we want to pre-announce two events. We had such a grand time in Europe on this trip. We're going back. We're going to be doing the channeling workshop in the same place in Rust, Austria, in early September. We don't have the final dates yet, but it'll be early September.
Darn close.
And then in late September, we'll be back down in the Camargue, south of France. That's
you know that place where Soy plays?
Yeah, the flamenco music. We've got a great resort there. We're going to be opening that for registration, both of these for registration.
Soon.
Pretty soon, yeah. Yeah, and we're doing it early enough because the hotels tend to book out pretty quickly. So, but then right in the middle of all that,
which is the biggest reason for telling people, because some people like to go multiple events and they want to know our schedule.
Right in the middle of all that, we're going to be doing our biggest Chambre gathering of 2020. We are going back to a really, really special spot that we just love in Lake Bled, Slovenia, and. Really looking forward to doing this event there. It's 500 people in the auditorium, but it doesn't feel like 500. I mean, it's...
Every seat in the house is comfortable.
Yeah.
Because it's set up for public, what do you call that?
Like
plays
and concerts
and stuff.
Yeah.
So all the seats, it's beautifully designed. It was just recently redone, and people loved it. There's not a bad seat in the house, and so we can't resist going back. We haven't gone to a place that was bigger that it, everything else, nothing compares. It's more comfortable, and it's the biggest.
You know, it was about 4 years ago, I think Adama said he'd like a Merlin gathering every year or two. This would be the fourth of the Merlin gatherings. We've been doing them every year. We did a couple in Romania, and now we're over in Slovenia. And the nice thing with Lake Bled, we can fit so many people in. I mean, 500 Chambre, and it's really a blast. So we'll be going back there. The registration is now open and available. The Angels already had their opportunity to sign up. And if you're interested in going, we know it's going to sell out, so make sure to sign up early for Passion of the Merlin. And I think we have just a short clip to play on that. Let's take a look at that. September 12th and 13th in Bled, Slovenia. I'm looking for, that's a long way away, but not really. I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. Anyway, it's time for Chambre News. And you wonder what she's trying to conjure up in that crystal ball. Whoa, there's Damas, and she's whispering something to him. What do you think she's saying?
You don't want to know.
Oh, no, I don't want to know. She's like talking to him, and he's really not that interested at all. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. In the news, in the Chambre News, we've got a great issue of the Chambre magazine this month. Really, really good articles. And, again, it's all the information about upcoming events and workshops, gatherings, products. But this month in particular, some really, really good articles. So if you're not getting it, you could sign up online. It's a PDF, you know, it's all online. It's not printed, but it's I love it. Every month, so much work and love goes into it. So a couple other things. The November Shout, that's a month from now. November Shout is going to be live from the Chambre Pavilion, the new Chambre Pavilion at Villa Amio in Kona. It's going to be 1 hour later than usual because Kona is 4 hours later than here. We don't want to start that early in the morning, so we're going to start at 10 our time. It'll be 2 o'clock here in Denver. In Europe, it's probably going to be about 10 o'clock. So that's the November Shout. We're doing it live. We already have, I think, about 30 people that are going to be there. I don't know. I didn't know there's that many Chambra around. I guess a lot of them are coming in for the workshops, yeah. But anyway, that's next month. There is going to be a watch party right here from the studio in Cold Creek. I know about 20 or so people are already signed up for it. It'll be from 2 o'clock. Well, we'll send you out a mailer, but it'll be an hour later than normal. We'll have coffee, bring your own food and snacks, and we'll set up the TVs and everything, and you'll be able to watch from here. So that's next month. Great. And a new product came out, I think it was late August, early September, Master's Life 10 Way Out. I've been getting so many comments back about it, and it's very compelling, very strong. So it was so strong that Adamus actually said, instead of the 90-day time you get to view it online, he wanted 1 year so that you could go back again and again. There was so much in it. Mm-hmm. I think we have a clip of that coming up in just a moment. It's 5 sessions, over 4 hours of material. Way out, kind of a double meaning the way out, and also going way out. So
it's a play on, Adamus is
play on words. So let's take a look at the Master's Life 10 recap. So Master's Life 10, we're going to be talking about going beyond. You're expansionalists. That's really what you are, expansionalists, because you go far beyond. We're stopping for a moment and taking all the thoughts, all the theories, all the discussions and the shouds and everything else that we've done, and now we're going to bring it into experience. It's not so much about the talk here. It's about the experience. Everything from here on, after this session, has all been, you could say, encoded for the master to allow a whole shift to take place that allows you to go beyond the mind and human reality as you've known it up to now, to go way, way out. You know, I wrote a book shortly before my death at the end of the 18th century. I found myself wanting to see what was in the future. Now, the future isn't specifically decided. The future isn't defined. The future is a vast set of potentials. So I found myself now wanting to write this book about the time of machines. I hadn't chosen a specific time. I just went into the future. And of course, then I was attracted, naturally attracted, without thinking about it, into what you would now call your year of 2020. I realized there was an issue on the planet. It wasn't what I thought it or hoped it would be at this time in 2020. It was the technology on the planet. It was the whole issue with the environment on the planet and these medications that were suppressing the joy of living. It was at this time that was actually what I would call my oversoul came to me and said, there's a reason why you found yourself here in 2020. It wasn't a mistake. There is a group of humans who are calling out. That is what brought you here to 2020. They're calling out. They're saying, What's the way out? And that's why I eventually came here to work with this small group that could make a huge difference on the planet. Such a huge difference that humanity didn't follow that, what you would call the linear path, 14 years later, basically being a robotic society, everybody on medications, something else happened. That's why you're here. That's why you chose this time. You came here to bring, to embody, and to live consciousness at a time most needed on the planet. The passion is to allow yourself the way out and then to come back at the time of machines, at this time on a planet that you love so dearly, to be here for just that little spark of consciousness. We're bringing that in and anchoring it, the remembrance of your passion. This will be your guiding force, guiding light in life. This is what's going to change your relationship with energy. This is what you've been searching for so very long, what you forgot and left behind. Find the way out so that you could come back in anytime.
I can personally tell you that the way out was incredible. It so addresses potentials and the way things are and how are you going to do it. And it was really, really deep. And when we were recording it, the staff was very, very touched by it because of the strength and the clarity of it.
Well, and even Adamus said he wanted 365 days or a full year where you can view it, because there's so many levels, it goes so deep, and he wanted people to come back again and again. Some beautiful marabs in it, and it's really kind of the whole Master's Life series has been phenomenal, and this takes it up another step. We also had a new product just came out last week. It's in the Master's Pause series. Remember, Master's Pause, as Adama says, every once in a while, just stop. We get so busy with things. He said, just take a pause. And he's done some other Master's Pause, one about joy, and there was another on sleep and different subjects. Got a new one that just came out. It's called I Am Merlin. So it's really taking a pause to allow that Merlin to come through. And he defines Merlin as that when the human and the master meld together, that's the Merlin. So Master's Pause, I Am Merlin.
And he announced that particularly to all of us, that we were all Merlins, and that was really significant.
Yeah. So let's take a look at that, a short trailer on the I Am Merlin, 86 minutes, and it's available as a download, video and audio. Welcome to Master's Pause. I am Merlin. It's about the energy that's embedded in here, not just my energy or yours, but the energies of Merlin itself, the ones who have been Merlin, the ones who are becoming Merlins. This particular I Am Pause is designed to further the integration of that Merlin that you are. I literally was Merlin up until now. Merlin is has been a title, and it's been for an individual on the planet. For thousands and thousands of years now, there's always been a Merlin. You're aware of the Merlin from the King Arthur and the Avalon stories, but there's always been a Merlin, and I was one at one time. Magic is very, very real. It always has been. In the last 300 or 400 years on this planet, magic has been kind of pushed out, but it's coming back in a limited form right now. Limited meaning to a small number of people. The way I define magic is that which cannot be explained by science or logic, but that which is. It is. It's there. Magic is the ability to allow energy to serve you. Now, magic isn't just a waving a magic wand. As I've said in some of our gatherings, the wand is a distraction. The magic is truly, it results in synchronicity in your life. Things just working out beyond the logic, beyond all of your plans and goals. Magic is when suddenly old things that have been holding you back suddenly are released. Magic is when you don't even have to think about it anymore. You don't have to plan your day or your month or your life when it's just responding to your consciousness. Now, there is just one caution in this. The magic is for you. The magic is only for you. It's not about doing magic on the world. Please, please, please don't, because then it actually works against you. You're out of compassion. You're trying to change the world. It's not about using magic on anyone else. Allow magic in your life. Allow you to be the Merlin with magic serving you, but cast no spells on others. Throw no curses on others. Do not try to use your magic and your energy to change them. Allow the change to all be within you, where all is well in all of your life, all of your creation. The integration of the Master and the Wisdom into the human experience is all part of a natural process. It's going to happen sooner or later. But by being here right now, by allowing yourself to be the Merlin that you are, it occurs on such a more graceful level and so much more timely. I am Merlin. I allow energies to serve me, and then I become the magic. I'll point out again how really simple, how easy this is. There's no studying of anything here. There's no doing ceremony or there's no repetitions of anything. It's simply allowing. Let's take a deep breath. I am Merlin. You are Merlin. We are all Merlins. So, I am Merlin. It's available as a download, audio and video and PDF. That was a good one. Yeah. And one just final thing before we take a break. Just a reminder that actually one of my favorite things that we've done this year was the ProNOS 2019 update. I love it because it's kind of freestanding. I mean, you don't even have to listen to the ProNOS. This one stands on its own. It's gotten great reviews, 5-star rating from Chambra. It's available as a Cloud Class in the Crimson Circle store. One of my favorites. It just sums up so much of everything that we're doing right now.
It really contributes to perspective.
Yep. So with that, we're going to take a break, but we want to thank all those who make this possible. And there's a whole team around the world, the Crimson Circle Angels, the international web hosts, all the translators who I think we have like over 20 teams of translators, workshop hosts and all the volunteers, and of course our amazing production crew at the Crimson Circle Connection Center. So thank you everybody, and thank you, Chambra, for being who you are. We're gonna take a break. Oh no, actually before the break, let's do this. Let's have everybody that is in costume just come up, take a moment right up here in front of the camera and strut your stuff. The judges are going to be at work during the break, and after we come back from the break, we'll do the voting and the awarding of that big $100 bill. So, Linda, if you want to guide everybody, just come up here and
if you would, come up on this right-hand side over here on this the toilet side, the Adamus' bathroom side, and then just walk up, pause in the middle, and then we'll keep it
come
going.
Come on up.
Go walk around. Wait, stay out of the aisle. Go around. Please.
Yeah, everybody start from over there.
Work with me.
Come up, and this way everybody online gets to see you also in your costume.
All right, there we go. Okay.
All right, come on up. If you would, just give a little...
Pause.
Yeah, just a little...
Very good. Very good. Nice. Next. Okay, keep it going.
I love the metaphor. Yeah, great.
Very good.
Scarecrow.
Very good.
I love it.
Very good. Very creative. Good.
Lovely. Thank you. Okay. I don't want to try to influence the judges, so I'm going to be very generic.
I'm going to steal her shoes.
Beautiful outfit. And
here we go. Wait.
2019.
Thank you. Oh, hell. Jeez.
Nice.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, I have to not try to comment, you know. Okay, the judges are walking,
Jeff.
So when you come up here, yeah. Ah. Good.
Very good. Cowgirl.
Good. Howdy. Yeah. Howdy. Who's behind those foster grants? Lovely. Lady of the Lake. Yeah.
There we go.
Good. Beautiful color. Thank you. Wow. You got a little thing going on here. You're the aspect cleanup person. Your bullshit remover, your mind releaser, and your macchio repellent.
The cleaning lady.
Yeah. Aspect cleaning lady. Jeez, I can't even look at that face. I mean, it's like, God. It's like, look into the camera there for a moment. Let them get a close-up of that. It's like, we have to put up with that all day long. Oh, my God. All right, thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
An Android. I could send you back before the time of machines, but we'll play along today. Good, thank you. And this is your young self.
That's an interesting bottom on that outfit.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I guess it depends.
Just I know you're from Norway and all, but don't go to a local store around here looking like that. Somebody might find you to be real interesting.
A witch with a headband.
A headband witch. Good. Thank you.
Very good.
Wow. That's kind of butterfly Merlin.
Butterfly
blend.
Pirate.
I love that. Wow.
Merlin,
beautiful. Wow. I shouldn't be commenting, but I can't help it.
No, you're not supposed to comment.
Yeah. Beautiful outfit. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello. Looking lovely.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
I am an ascended master.
An ascended master, right?
Hey.
Thank you. I love that. I never knew what one looked like before. Now I know. Yeah.
The dragon that's everywhere now.
The dragon. Yes, thank you.
Very good. Okay.
La Super Chivis. That's me.
La Super Chivis. What does that mean?
Means a
mischievous is her nickname for Sylvia.
For Sylvia, okay. Super Sylvia. Super Sylvia. I love it. Wow. Yeah. Woo. Hey, this is a family show. And finally, Bonnie. Yeah. Beautiful outfit. Wow, wow.
This is Professor McGonagall.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Tess, do you not come up to the front? Okay, just come on, real quick.
Hurry.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah, it's a great outfit.
Run like a cheerleader, dare you.
Yeah, she does.
I know.
She does.
I knew it.
Were you really a cheerleader? Yeah. Still are.
Yeah.
Still are. So she's cheering, perfecting the human self.
Very good.
Can you do a little cheer?
No.
Yeah, like
Hugh, go, Hugh, Thomas, Hugh go, band. I'll kick your ass. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for getting dressed up. And again, Linda, if you're just tuning in late, Linda is her gray aspect, rebelling against all the gray in fashion these days. Looking really good. And me, I'm Captain Caldra. I am the robot slayer. Sending robots back in time. Don't mess with me.
And with that.
With that, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in 30 minutes. We'll have the final judging. 6 people will be selected, and then we'll do an audience participation and see who's the grand winner for the day. By the way, just so you know, staff is not included. Sorry about that, but we don't want to.
Not fair. We don't do that.
It's not fair. Yeah,
we don't do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. See you in 30 minutes.
Love you all. Thank you.